Okay. Originally, you should know, when I was making this packet, I thought this was going to be the Masiba packet. And then it got too long to be the Masiba packet. So I said, this will be a Shir packet, and we'll have another packet for the Masiba. Tomorrow, we'll see. Maybe tomorrow we'll have one more Hanukkah. I only have Hanukkah 8 days a year, so might as well Chap Arayim. Is there any other topics? Maybe about Mahadran, maybe the Rambam Natosis, about that Indian, even though it's the end. So it's a little... What? What, the Moshe Shem and Shebaneh? Okay. We'll see. And then we have to do a little bit more Shabbos, and we have to do Chazar, and there's a lot to do. Okay. It's all good. Okay, there's a famous Ramor. Ramor says some famous things. So this is like a famous Ramor in Hilchos Chanukah. A couple of famous Ramors in Hilchos Chanukah. This is not the most famous Ramor. This is like... So he says like this. Kol Shema Nisimei Chanukah, we're reading the Mechaber first. Kol Shema Nisimei Chanukah, Omer Lanisim V'Virkas Amodim, V'Virkas Ha'aretz V'Tvila V'Virkas Modim. V'Yom Omer Ein Machzir Nosa. Okay. Good. So it was, as long as you didn't say Shem Hashem, you could still say Al Anisim. But once you said Brachat Hashem, then you can't say Al Anisim anymore. Okay, then this is the famous Ramah. This is the famous Ramah, Rabbos. You ready? Anybody for the famous Ramah? Rav Schneider? Ready. Sheshokach alanisim birkas amozim. So again, birkas amozim, alanisim is nam akim, right? So you don't have to go back. But he says, shemagil arachamans, when you're in the middle of the rachamans, at the end, yoma harachaman yatsa lanu nisim v'niflos, Shem Shasisal Alasainu by Amimahim, there's Mana Zemi Matan Matus Yahu. We say Harachaman should give us Nisim just like he gave our forefathers Bimei Matus Yahu ben Yochanan. And then you say the whole Bimei Matan Matus Yahu. In other words, in the Harachamans. In other words, you forgot, you're supposed to say it in No Delacha, right? And you didn't say it in No Delacha. You didn't say it in No Delacha. So now you don't go back. But now in the Harachamans, you say Harachaman should make us Nisim just like he made Nisim for our forefathers. We made Matzis Yob and Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmoni Vanam. So da da da. And you say the whole Nus. Mein Matzis Yob Chule. Right, Harachamans are really not part of benching, but so you could get in this hodah of so you still could say it's not a chiv to say, it's never a chiv to say Alanisim. So it's a nice thing to say it. I guess so, right. Now somehow, here there's Rav Shechter wants to bring a raya from this Ramah, not to say Shem Hashem and his Miris. What's the raya? Because the only... Right, so that's why. In other words, how come you don't say Yalav Yovo? If you forgot Yalav Yovo, so you don't, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Right? So how come you don't say Harachim or some Harachimans with the other afterwards? Because there's Shem Hashem. I think that's I think that you can ask him. I think that's his raya. But the Pasha says we assume you do say Shem Hashem in Zmiris. Right?
Is that Pasha?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Well, what did you hear?
I spoke to a very firm Jew, curious to say that he really showed up, not to say Shem Hashem, but he told me when he I recollect who it was, and I wasn't sure it was, that he was knowing he was going to say Shem Hashem.
Mm-hmm. I think most people say Shem Hashem throughout the world. Maybe the minyan in Kiryas Sefer is not so good. What? What? They did or didn't?
Did.
But Rabin, I'm sure, says Shem Hashem, no? I'm sure. No, I think most people say Shem Hashem. Rebbe says Shem Hashem. Beyond the Rebbe, I'm sure, says Shem Hashem. So, okay. Now, but the main discussion that people have about this Ramah is regarding this idea. What are you saying here in the Ramah? See, when you say, it's interesting, when you say Ala Nisim in benching, so it's part of Hodah. So you're giving thanks to Hashem, no del Hashem, okay, no Shem Chatal, Hashem, Eretz Chem, Natova, Rechova, da 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 da. And then for the Nisim also. That's why Rav Shachter says from the Rav, you should say Ve'al HaNisim. Because it's one continuation. You're thanking God for Eretz Yisrael, you thank God for this, for that, blah, blah. And then you're thanking Him for these Nisim as well. Ve'al HaNisim, Ve'al HaPurkim, Ve'al HaGvuros. But now when you say it at the end in Harachamon, it's a totally different thing. It's a Bakosha. Harachamon, Yaseh Lanu Nisim, and it flows. K'shem Shasisa Lavoseinu. It's a Bakosha. So the question that's discussed in the poskim, is it a proper thing to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for miracles? Is that proper or not? To daven for miracles. Because, here, we have a Gemara in Brachas. Take a look. A Mishnah. On page 2, Nundavar Amar Aleph. Haisa Ishto Meuberes. His wife was pregnant. Va'omer Yehi Rotson Shatelit Ishti Zocha. I want my wife to have a boy. She's already pregnant. Harei Zot Tfila Shav. So it's a vain tefillah. Because it's already determined. So what are you davening now? So the only thing the Gemara is going to discuss is maybe you're davening that even if she's a girl, she should be changed to a boy. Are you allowed to do that? So that's what the Gemara discusses on page 3. Samach Amar Aleph. I say, Yishtam Uberet, Omer, here it's such a tailate, Ari's in the shot. V'lo mahani rachmi. In other words, it doesn't help to daven. Meisiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked Akasha, V'achar yalda bas, V'tikra shema dina. Right? So afterwards, after all the Leah's sons, she had a daughter, Dina. Mai V'achar? Amar Rav, L'achar shadona Leah din ba'atzma. Leah was dona din ba'atzma, meaning she had the following dialogue with God. So Amar. Yudbei Shvatim Asidin Leiseis Miyakov. She said, Yaakov is going to have 12 Shvatim, 12 males. Shisha Yotsu Mimeni. So I already gave birth to 6 of them. And Arba Min HaShvachos. And the Shvachos already gave, the 2 Shvachos, 2 each, already gave birth to 4 of them. Harei Asara. Right? So in Zeh Zohar, so now, if I now am pregnant and I have another boy, that means I'm going to have 7. The Shvachas had 4 as 11, then that means that the only one left for Rachel. Lo tehei achosi Rachel kachas haShvachas. So my sister is not even going to be as good as one of the Shvachas, because she's only going to have 1. They had 2 each. She's going to only have 1. So she davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the child inside should change to a girl. So this way, she'll only have 6 boys. She'll remain only having 6 boys. Shvachas had 4, 10. And then the 2 extra boys that have to be born should be born to Rachel. Miyad nefcha lebas. So the kid inside, who was supposed to be a boy, changed to a girl. So you see here that it could help. Right? So the Gemara answers Amos some question. So what's wrong if you daven that your wife should have a boy? She's pregnant already. Maybe it's a girl, but you don't want a girl. You want a boy. So you daven. So just like Leah davened. So what's wrong? So Gemara says, Amos kirin maisa nisim. That we don't daven for maisa nisim. Now Leah had a special heter to do it. Leah had a special heter. Because she didn't want her sister to be second tier to the shvachas. But normally it's improper. And that's why it's a tefillah shah, because you're not supposed to daven for nisim. Right? So the question that the Mefarshim ask, I want to hear what your answer is. How does this Ramah shtim with this halacha? As the Ramah says, Harachaman, that if you forgot ala nisim, you should say afterwards, Harachaman yasa ala nisim kishem shasa lavoseinu bimei matit yahu. In other words, God should do nisim for us just like he did nisim for So the question is, I ain't maskirin maisa nisim, you're not supposed to daven for nisim. That's the kasha that the Achronim ask on the Ramah. So I want to hear how you react to this. From Yankov? So what difference does it make if you say a specific thing or a general thing? Why is that different? Well, why can you ask for nisim in general? A specific thing you can't ask, but a general thing you can ask? What's the difference?
Right. Maybe like by the case of like asking to change what the baby is supposed to be, which is the age. But you're saying you're not going to turn the thing already, and then you're saying you're going to walk out and change what's going on.
I mean, once God did something, you don't want, he shouldn't, you have no right to tell him to change what he did, but is that true? I mean, he asked for a fool, so he asked God to change what he did. He made the guy sick, so he asked him for a fool. I mean, really?
Maybe the difference between, like, I don't know if this is true, but like a natural nisim and a non-natural nisim. Like, this is like you're changing your nature. You win a war or something like this, so it's normal it's an ace because it's unlikely, but this is the probability of it happening. But if someone, a boy, it changes them into a girl, it's completely unnatural.
Well, I think what you're saying is the punch of shot. In other words, to win a war, you know, so that's like sort of derech hateva. So if both of can make like sort of a nice derech hateva, and ma'atim win rabin. But to change from a girl to a boy. Yeah, but in the Bimei Matzis Yahu, we don't mention the Pach Shemin. So Pashtus is, it wasn't the Pach Shemin that it's referring to. Because if in the Bimei Matzis Yahu would mention the Pach Shemin, then I'd say, I think Nisim and Nifloz just means all the Nisim that happened within the context of the fighting of the war, which is Nisim Derech HaTeva. So that, you say, we should win the war. The army should win the war. So the army that's a smaller army to win, it's not like the same as changing a girl to a boy. It does change.
It's not like the same thing as changing a boy from the world outside the womb.
No one knows anyway. So
therefore
what?
Well,
we'll never know whether the nace occurred or not, but that's, I don't know if you call that. What?
You tell pretty early on.
Right. And you're davening that it should change. So.
Right.
I forget who said this. That it's always better to daven before the doctors get the results of the of whatever. So this way, it's not nigla, because once they know the results, there's a certain thing. So.
Rav
Menchel.
And then Mark doesn't say at what time the pregnancy is for him. At an early stage, it still can go either way. And so if he's not switching, so there's not a government natural.
Therefore,
it's not unnatural. When, you know, if very early on, doctors right now,
but well, when is the sex determined of a child?
And
what?
It's right away.
At conception.
Amnio.
No?
And what they do is the mother, if she wants to go, it's in the second trimester.
Hey, Yaakov, what do you think?
I'm not sure if we're exactly saying this, but I think by Chanukah we're saying, like, when we say Al Nisim, we're saying miracles for, it's just a general thing. We're not saying that it's a thing, it's more broad. But when it comes to Sefer Lechlea, we're saying that usually you can't do it because we've done it for one specific person.
Therefore, what?
And therefore,
Leah did really was not right. She had a special heifer, so to speak, right? Well,
so?
Well, that's sort of what Rav Yankiv was saying. Well, why is that different? What's the difference between broad and specific? So let's see. So in the Sefer Bechor Shor, it's in the back of the Tvor Shor. It says like this. Basa'um yomim tovim b'halal v'odah. Kasut b'hagor, that's the Rambah, Shulchan Aruch. In Shachar Chanukah lomar al anisim b'birkas hamazon, yomar racham an yatzer lanu nisim. Right? You're supposed to daven for Nisim. Hashka Kati Karsha, my Hayat Fila Shav, Harim's Palace also Gamke Nase, Kidek Shanasa Larachabulaya. So, what was why the Tfila Shav? a miracle could happen. So you see from there that it's a tefillah shad. It was some spal she yatsa lo neis harei zeh tefillah shad. So he says v'efshal chalek v'vada yoch. Oh, so now he wants to give a chiluk between yochid and rabbin. V'efshal chalek v'vada yochid lo yispal al haneis man yemer dechazi l'zeh. Because the yochid cannot daven for a miracle, because who says he's roy for a miracle? But if you daven for the tzibur, that's okay. Whenever you daven for nisim, it has to be the rabbin, because the tzibur can daven for nisim. In other words, no yochid could say I'm roy for a nes, but the rabbin could say it. It's a big musar here. That's one answer. Then he gives one second another answer. Od yesh l'chalek be nisim shel teva ha'olam shem milchama sachashmonim mashma shayin nisim derech ha'teva olam hashayin kein l'achlik nekeva shetasa zocha u'nei shelo kedera teva olam. That's who said that there. Clapper. Yeah, so that's what I thought the Pashup Shat is. That to say, to daven for that we should win wars like they win then, so that's Derech HaTeva, that's okay. But to change the from the Keva to Zohar, that's not okay. The first Teretz he gives is that a Yochid cannot daven for a Neis, but a Rabbim can. Maybe certain tzaddikim are different. So this kasha is from the Bechor Shor, right? The Bechor Shor wrote a parish on the Chumash also, right? The Bechor Shor. So in the back of the Tvor Shor in Yeridaya, there's this Bechor Shor, which has commentaries on different Gemaras and different Agadatas. We once had it in a Chumash pack at in Parshas Tazria, with Sora, one year. Yeah. In other words, if somebody has terminal illness, could you daven for them? No, he's not saying that. He's saying if something for the tzibur could ask for the benefit of the community. Maybe if the person is a communal person, does things for the community as it did like tzibur.
He just kind of questions the davener. Question of what you're davening for. Every single person is benching himself as an individual.
Right, harachman yotzalam nitzin for the community. Right, so I'm saying that maybe if there's a yochid who's a communal person, maybe that has a sefer like tzibur also. So to daven for that yochid, he does a lot for the community. Maybe that's pointing to the first teretz. Maybe he has it in the. Right. I mean, well, like, people do daven as long as people are alive. People do make sure whether that's right or not.
What about the other way around?
In other words, he davens that the checkup should be okay.
Yeah. That's not a major, though. You know, it's kind of new.
Yeah.
Why isn't terminally ill even heaven? Because people always bring up a father, your patient, son, and you know, you're always the better. You want to call it a name.
What do you mean patients always get better?
A lot of the time, you know, they'll have severe to their heart disease or something, but they'll get better.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the signs. Why wouldn't you call that up either if it's heaven, not necessarily a name? The doctor is still administering the medicine.
Right.
It's just a lot of medicine, but it's still, you know, this heaven.
I guess there are different types of medical issues. Maybe certain heart diseases do get better. With other things, I'm not, you know, you have to ask an oncologist who would be able to give you the facts of, has he seen anyone with a cancer that spread to a certain degree that got better? I don't know. This, you know, maybe, I don't know.
To me, the sick thing sounds like the lymphoma. Because there's still a probability of things getting better. As long as there's a probability of it happening, even if it's small, even if it seems like it's 1 to 99, that should be diagnosed. But like changing a boy to a girl, that's not a zero probability of happening. I think that's the difference.
Huh.
I heard it's in zero and one.
Yeah, I'd love
to. But he brings the dose and kindness. So with Ramban and Bo,
yeah,
that all Nisim are really
right.
All their Hatava is really Nisim. So how does that fit in with this? Meaning everything is really, everything's an ace.
What does that mean, everything's an ace? An ace means to say everything's Yad Hashem. But obviously,
I mean, you say it in other ways. I mean, even something that seems crazy, it seems like a nice Hitler, but all fits into the Yad Hashem. I mean, why can't you ask for Yad Hashem?
Right, but apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved.
The human way of looking at it, that in our minds, this has more Yad Hashem, and that has less Yad
Hashem. Right. Yeah, obviously we're making a choice. If we're making a choice between Derech HaTeva and Derech Nes, I was saying it's Derech HaTeva, you could daven that it should happen, and if it's Derech Nes, you can't daven. Right? That's the second terrace of the before Torah.
So maybe that's why certain tzaddikim are able to perform most of them.
Well, then at the end, he talks about special tzaddikim.
Right, but I'm going to say that in
their mind, that's beautiful. Beautiful. I think Shlomo Kluger, I don't know if I Isaiah, but Shlomo Kluger says that. In other words, if you're such a Madrega, that for you, you like you manage to have such a Muna that Teva and Nisim are the same, then you can. Shlomo Kluger. I will see if I put it in the packet or not. I think that's a. I don't know.
You're a Muna is a way.
What you're saying is very fundamental. That explains like the explains everything. No? You heard what the other thing? I think there's something. Rav Pinchas wanted to say that how, you know, the whole idea of a tzaddik davening, so because for a tzaddik, he's had such a muna that for him, a nes and teva are all the same. So therefore, he's just davening for teva. A nes is also teva. It's also, nes and teva, there's no difference. He has that emuna. So just like you can daven for teva, you can daven for a tzaddik. So maybe that's in the end of the Bukhor Shor when he says, Rav Chanina ben Dosa, he would daven for all types of things. The Rav Gubre, he's a Gavaraba. He's so he wants to. We have to find Rav Shlomo Kluger. I will see if I put it in the packet or it's in the safer. Yeah, Rav Shlomo.
Yeah, I think it's back to something. He said that it's really a greater nace that a child is born than to give us a mason. because when a state of the mason you're taking something which is already alive and you're making it alive again. If I was a child, there's nothing there, you know. But he says, but the state of the mason you all be odd by. When a child's born, it's not a big deal. The reason is because it happens all the time. Everything is really amazing.
Right, there's the famous Nishama Lashem Nevila Kyoma Lachomas Vila.
Right.
Right,
what we were just talking about before, that we need to come up with this excuse to pray for the person who's sick, and maybe what we do would be actually beneficial to the community. It's not a wasteful prayer for you to, like, you know, do we have to interpret Rava as, as many people as we possibly can think of? Can't we just, in terms of, like, the reason that before Shore came up with is that a person cannot adopt in. A young person cannot drop in for miracle because he may not be right. So, no, it's not like we're going to shun aside the miracle, but still, it's like this idea of, no, the young person can never have the adaptive and approach the shun aside. But that sounds much more like he's doing it for himself, you know, like me as the young person. But when you're praying for somebody else, I mean, we have this idea of like assuming that everyone else is like God, and you don't know his feelings, you don't know what he's feeling about. Could you say Rava means someone other than yourself?
Rava
means
it's
down
for someone else.
Yeah, as opposed to the other.
You mean Yochid means for yourself, and Rava means for someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know if that's what he means, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, you don't necessarily have to accept that teretz. I think the other teretz is the more pashas of the teretz, that the chiluk between a neis derech hateva of Nochama versus a neis. Okay, there I have to have like the Ishti Zohar, which is.
Yeah, and part of that character, or Kula, I would say, is always like. It's always. Yeah.
Always after.
Yeah.
Because you never know what gets.
Yeah.
In other words, even if the doctors.
That's the limitations of human capabilities, but like,
yeah,
working with the human body.
Yeah.
Very,
very. Yeah, doctors could be wrong. I know someone. Who I'm close with, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and then turned out the doctor was wrong. He was, and he was like a big shot doctor, one of these, you know, touch of a, you know, and he was wrong. But then he was wrong. He misdiagnosed what it was. I don't know if that's a nace, it's just that he made a mistake. Like, nothing, no nace happened. He's a doctor.
Yeah, you don't know, maybe he disappeared.
No question. So, you have a mistake.
I believe,
who? I heard of him, yeah.
Those who were sick were adopted. There was a study done that there were people who were sick and that were adopted for, and people who were sick that were paid for, and people who were sick that were not paid for. And the majority of people who were sick that were paid for got better over the majority of that weren't paid for. And the study was done with the adopted generally.
But the
thing is,
the patients didn't know that they were being adopted for.
Yeah.
So it was just like a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
It was all kind of
like nobody. Yeah, where is this brought down? Where is this documented?
I can get it in a medical
journal. Was it a medical journal? Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I can get my father.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to see it. Let's see. Okay. Yeshua's Yaakov, about to say. On page 5 is Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov is a classic commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it all the time, right? Yeshua's Yaakov. So he says like this: Yomer Harachem and Yatzal on the Chiyisi LaRava Machaber Sefer Tvor Shor. Shachad Din Zemi Halachah V'Talmud Shein L'Spalu Sheyatzal Oneis. Right? The Bechor Shor had problems with this Ramah because of the Gemara that you're not supposed to daven v'nisim. Baby Rai Mishas de Brachas, Haisa Ishto Muberis, Rama Yerotzer Shateo Zohar, Reza Tzvila Shav, Vakshina Lov, Lom Hani Rachme, Vaksiv, Achayal Dabas, Achar Shadana Din Ba'atma, Tevel Chosin, Kevel Otei, Chashuv, Vakachas Hashvachas, Vyan Nefchal Abbas, Mishami Eilas Kirim, Mais and Nisim. Vadai Kosha, Amai Kama, Reza Tzvila Shav, Ayesh Mokom Tzvila Shateo Zohar, Dei Mais and Nisim, Elvadai Eilas Palo Nes. Okay. So he wants to give another parents. The lean near Lithos Rayoso, the Kaim Dive Chachamim, Albimacha Kasafti Pepe Rushe Torah, the Dive Hamedrash, Almacha Omar Kosh Rachel Avraham, Altira Avram, Anochi Magin Lach, Skacha Bey Lod, Ram Chazal the Medrash, Anochi Magin Lach, a Kol Yodim Shanochi Magin Lach, the Kavanosa said, the Venus Shotim Lodam Nais, nothing Lobus. What does it mean Hashem says to Avram? When did he tell us? By the Mochaba, with the four kings and the five kings, right? Four kings captured the five kings, and then Avram fought against all the nine, and he won, right? So before he went out to war, Hashem says to Avram, Anochi Magen Lach, I'm going to take care of you, I'll protect you. Schorcha Harbe Ma'od. So what does that have to do? Anochi Magen Lach, I understand. What do you mean Schorcha Harbe Ma'od? What does that have to do with him fighting the war? Anochi Magen Lach, I understand what it has to do. But what does Schorcha Harbe Ma'od have to do? So he says a beautiful trap. We know this, the Chazal tell us that if a miracle is done for you, then you lose a lot of your mitzvahs, your credits, because you had a, you know, you paid for the nace with your mitzvahs. So then you get a lot of mitzvahs, you know, knocked off because you had to pay for it. But if the nace is what is meforsom, in other words, a kiddush Hashem is going to come out as a result of the nace, that everyone's going to see how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so then that's the payment. The kiddush Hashem is the payment, so then you don't lose your mitzvahs. So the man was a conduit, a vehicle to bring Kiddush Shem Shamayim. So that's the payment. So he doesn't lose out any of his mitzvahs. The Yavua will come on the Indians then. Okay. Kamikon was the name. The Esha also Avram no coming with Melachim. So Avram was doing the Melachim with the Melachim, the Melachim with the Melachim, and he won. Not Sachosam. So Machara, it's a bad thing for Avram because he's going to lose Chuyos, right? Because the Nase happened. He won. He beat up all these. Duri Sapik, Shanikulam is Chuyosam.
Okay, Avram.
But on the other hand, there was a big Kiddush Hashem that came about. So now he's not going to lose mitzvahs because the Kiddush Hashem paid was the payment for the
nace.
So Avram was afraid that that, you know, he's going to lose mitzvahs, menachem lo b'shiyot, and I'm not going to broke al tira. So that's what Hashem says. Don't worry, ki anochi mogen lecha, haynu shanisim u be'ezer Hashem tzvokos. Okay, schor ha'bein ma'od, gan ki al yodom nispar shem shem Hashem. That's what Hashem said. Anochi mogen lecha, in other words, I helped you out, it was a kid of shem shamayim, so schor ha'bein ma'od, you're not going to lose anything. Because the payment was the kiddush Hashem. And you were the vehicle for the Kiddush Hashem.
So the Mela, he says like this.
If MS Ailis falls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yasol l'neis nister. If you daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you a neis nister, the haidu neisha inu makir bo el Hashem, kimo ishto muberes. The miracle is going to happen, the sex change, the only one's going to know is God. So there's not going to be a Kiddush Hashem there.
So Mamela, you shouldn't daven for such a neis, because then Menachem Lo Mizchul Yosef. But a nes before some, like what we're davening on Lan Nisim, so that's gonna, you can daven for such a thing, because it's not Menachem Lo Mizchul Yosef, because it's gonna be Kiddush Shem Shamayim. And Mimela, that's how he explains the Yifayim the Kasher. So this is different than the Bechor Shor's Terutzim. Again, the Bechor Shor gave two Terutzim. One Terutz the Bechor Shor gave was what? Yochid Rabin, that Yochid doesn't have the right to daven. Not because of Menachem Lo Mizchul Yosef, it's because who are you? But the Tzibur has a Shchus HaRabin, they can daven. And the other Teretz is that the Derech HaDeva versus not Derech HaTeva, and he's giving a fair Teretz. His Teretz is the chiluk between when it's a Kiddush Hashem that's going to come about, versus no. If it's a Kiddush Hashem that's going to come about, then you can daven, and you're not going to worry that you're going to lose out Shchuyos, because the Kiddush Hashem is the payment. And you would have built your vehicle for the Kiddush Hashem.
The Gemara says you don't feel shot. But he's thinking
you're going to do
it, meaning nothing is supposed to, it sounds like if you want to do it, you won't pull it, you don't care about it.
In other words, what it means is feel shoved, because the only way you're going to have it done is through a miracle occurring, and then Menachem Lo Mizchul Yosef.
Okay,
so what
did I say? Okay, fine. I'll lose
that. I want the miracle. I don't lose some
of this. Okay. So I can do it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Can I
open another? You
want to
open another parent?
No, not in this measure. Based on what Rav Douglas was saying.
In other words, so...
He's talking, I'm talking about the scare, but he's saying, why are you scared? It's not an ace. One versus nine.
Because...
It's not an ace. Yeah, if I tell you that, then that's true for you spoke with that. Maybe I'm going to show why you can use truth.
Yeah. Yes, there have been a problem.
A lot of people don't know if miracle happens, or they see miracle happening.
If even if they know about it, it's... As long as it's public knowledge, then it's a Kiddush Hashem is going to come out about it. Right, depends on who's hearing it. Right, they don't have to see it, they just have to know about it. Yeah. You mean now that we have now we can find out? You hear what he's saying? That Bezman is there, that we can find out that we know it was a girl. So you can, yeah. So it could be okay. No, but working with the Yeshua's Yaakov's parents, that whenever, in other words, you're saying a Kiddush Hashem is going to come out of it.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I mean, people won't attribute it. People, Bezman Hazeh, will just say that the doctors got it wrong the first time, that the ultrasound was mistaken. That's what people would say. They're not going to say, oh, there's a guy.
You know, Rabbi Yankov? In the Sefer Torah Birkas Raphael, he wants us to give it another Terence. Not Torah Raphael. Torah Raphael, Birkas Raphael is a contemporary. Torah Raphael is someone else. Father-in-law. Old Nirbazad, you know, Isa Brachas. Now, we have to understand, Rav Slovin, this Gemara in Brachas, in reference to what you said. Dav Yud, Afil Cherev Chadim Unachas Al Tzavor Shal Odom. Even if a sword is on your neck, means you're almost going to get killed. Al Yimna Atzmum in Arachamim. Still, you should daven. Fuk Shacherev Chadim Unachas Al Tzavor Mvachesh Rachamim. Probably means like terminal disease, right? It doesn't necessarily mean the physical, right? It means, well, come on, it says even if a sword is on your neck, you should still, meaning even if, oh, so how could you daven it's a nace? There's no need for it. There's no need to have a sex change. What's the need? For Leah, there was a need. Because she didn't want her sister to be second rate. So there was a need for the sex change by Leah. But normally, when your wife has a girl, so what's the problem? What's the need? But if you're the sakana, say you're in a sakana. So you can daven for a miracle. Shaykh was also going to be after Nesi Yatsi Leil. Feed them aboard. Hadam Svalim Arachim and Yosel and Nisim. Hakol Zman Shalu Begolus. Yeshem. It means like this. We're in Golus now. We have all these problems. So he wants the Nisim to save us. So there's a Hechrech. There's a need for it. If there's a need for it, you can even daven for miracles. If there's no need, you just Tom don't like girls. You want boys. You know, that's your own Mishagas. Yeah, we did the Rav Moshe from Schenectady. Remember the Rav Moshe from Schenectady? Rav Moshe says that as long as you kept trying, so then you can't say you're not. Because it's a funny mitzvah. How could you ever have a mitzvah that's not in your control? Right? Right? How could you have a mitzvah that's not in your control? So he says that what it means is if you have a boy and a girl, now you're parted from, you know, from the mitzvah. So you still chayiv, but it doesn't mean that you, in other words, you'll be faulted in Shemayim that you didn't have a boy. Right? Right? Asakta. Oh, very good. Very good. You see, Asakta preparing for you. That's one of the questions they asked. They didn't say, were you Makayim for Asakta? Did you try? Well, good shot. Very good. Now, okay, that's good. Okay, the Rav Shlomo Kluger's farm are coming out like every day now. Another statement from Rav Shlomo Kluger. It's just unbelievable. So this is the... Okay, yeah, I'm not even talking about that. They have, you know, I told you about the Al HaTorah ones.
Yeah,
one on Bereishis, one on Noah, one on Lech Lecha. You know, a full... I started to buy, I brought Bereishis, and then I saw it was only Parshas Bereishis. So I said, I don't know if I have room for a set. I'll be somewhere from the library. But now they're coming out with the Moadim from Rav Shlomo Kluger. So this is the Hanukkah one, Meredith. But Mr. Biegelheisen said that Shlomo Kluger used to write for 5-6 hours a day. So if you write for 5-6 hours a day, I don't know how long he lived till. For 50 years, he could write a lot of Svarim. Well, so he wants to give another teretz to this kasha. And in other words, he wants to. How can we go with a Hanukkah without discussing the Beis Yosef's kasha? Beis Yosef's kasha. Beis Yosef has a kasha. Why do we have Hanukkah of 8 days? Ah, they had enough for one day, so it's only 7. In El Havin Hatan, we make Hanukkah Niskan Shmoni Yovim. Hikshu, Hakol, Kevin to be Yom Echad Hayashem and Velo Nasabonei, Israel Vyasa Yomim, Velamali Shmoni Yomim. So he says like this: Klarachta b'zeva kama anti. Case nirakach. Hine al neis levad de lorotu usatim aso zikarim. But to make a holiday because of a miracle, we're not so eager to do that because a miracle is not the greatest thing in the world. Because harei chazal gemar chabes laolam al gismach adam atzmal al neis shema einosim lo neis imosim lo menachim lo b'schuyosa. So it's not such a good thing to have a miracle because you lose credits. He says, you see, we haven't been talking about the Neis Shemen. Now we're going to talk about the Neis Shemen. He says, the Neis Shemen, there was no deductions. Right? Normally with the Neis, you have deductions. You lose credits. You lose mitzvahs. What happened in the time of Hanukkah? Did Klal Yisrael had the nace of the Shemen? Did they lose Chuyos because of that? Klal Yisrael. So Shlomo Kaluga says, "Make sure Shemen also going to broken nace that bechinam, beli nuiko is Chuyos Klal." We'll see how he knows that. Okat tiknu v'hadli ches yomim l'haros kimod yom yishon v'adei lo niko and it's clear same gave a shayat Hashem and v'ein mikvar boker shovel o'sha yomim shagam hei mechina b'li niko shichlis. Oh, he says like this. The point of having Hanukkah 8 days is to show like this. That just like on the first day it was derech ha-teva, of course there was no niko shichlis, so too, all the 7 days were like the first day. So therefore we have it 8 days to make a comparison between day one and the rest. That just like day one was what? Was derech ha-teva, so of course there was no nikui zchuyos. So too, all the subsequent days was what? Even though it wasn't derech ha-teva, it still wasn't nikui zchuyos. Now why not? And the mail, that's why we have 8 days. In other words, we only had 7 days, that would say that the 7 days were different than the first day. That the first day was Hakad Derech HaTeva, there was no Nikuis Chos. The other 7 days, there was. Kach tiknu lahad l'ches yomim l'hashor shar yomim l'yom echal l'amein sh'shneim shkulim ki yom echad, kein shar yomim. Sh'neim lo yinoku lahem in z'chuy yosem. Heish l'ham tik hadov yosef, da'akan lo amrin adem nasa lo neis v'nakim lo min z'chuy yosem, rach v'neis ha'nasa lo tzorach etzem ha'odem b'gufo. But the only time you lose chuyos is if the nace is done for your benefit. But the nace that's nase b'dvar mitzvah, if the nace is done to help you do a mitzvah, then you're not going to lose credit on that. However, kevan the nace gufa with the tzorach avodas Hashem lo shach b'zeh niku yizchuyos. Tzorach tachanam b'Hashem and kevan the tzorach shemen ha-menorah. Right? The nace shemen v'chuyos probably felt to do the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah. So m'meila, we're not going to be for ourselves, it's for our vote as Hashem. So the Mela, we're not going to lose. The Bar Mitzvah lo shayach nikui zchuyos. Mezuzochu heim l'kach hayin ol derech omram schar mitzvah mitzvah kach im lo hayu madlikim b'yom elchad lo yizrokim l'nei shar yom. Tavi mi yozochim hayin menakel ha mizchuyosem. Halo kevin she ligu yom echad ad havi schar mitzvah mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah says in Perkei Avos, if you do one mitzvah, Hashem is going to help you do more mitzvahs. So since we lit in the first day, we showed we're interested in doing mitzvahs, so Hashem was
helped us do mitzvahs for the rest of the days. But the point is having it 8 days to show that we didn't get nikui zchuyos on the subsequent days, just like there was no nikui zchuyos on the first day. Now, why not? Because this was a tzorach mitzvah. This is not the, this piece is not the fame for the kasha of the Bukhar Shor. This is not once we're talking about this Indian of nikui zchuyos, or Shlomo Kluger says it's gevalda chiddush, that the Nes Chanukah was a unique, that it was a miracle, a free miracle. A free miracle. Because it was the tzorach avodas Hashem. And you don't get nikui zchuyos. Murdik. And that was good. So Mimela, and the first day is what caused the subsequent days. So here's like two mahalkim to explain. In other words, if either you say like the first day was parallel, just like the first day there was no nikwe, so the other days no nikwe, or the first day was what facilitated the miracle on the other days, and it was the afshir to do mitzvahs, Mimela, no nikwe. Yes. Right. Yeah, murder. Now, I'm going to show you now another work from Rav Shlomo Kluger that I almost mamish fell off my chair. I mean, I knew this a little bit from Rav Yaakov Emden, but mamish, she says something, I'm going to fall off my chair. I mean, I'm telling you, if you have to buy a sefer, the Koheles Yaakov on Hanukkah is like the most unbelievable sefer out there today. And he says what you said, that piece, we have to find it inside, right? But you know that for tzaddik, why tzaddik is different. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this work. You ready for this one? Yalla? Page 9. You know the famous Chazal Chulun Kuflametes. Haman minatora minayin, right? Haminayes. Mordechai minatora minayin, right? More drawer. Esther minatora minayin, right? I don't think I asked to ask, right? What about Chanukah minatora minayin? What about Matzah minatora minayin? What about Judah Maccabee, Minatora Minayin? And what's the point of Haman Minatora Minayin? What is the trying to point? So he says a myriad of things. So two questions you have to understand. What's the point of Haman Minatora Minayin, Esther Minatora? What's the point in that, number one? And number two, how come Chanukah, why not Chanukah Minatora Minayin? It happens to be Ramazan, you know, the famous Rebbe's of Rokeach, and whatever. There are Ramazan for Hanukkah, you know that, but. Yeah, so let's read, but the others. It says like this. Page 10, third line. Neis Mordechai, the Esther Nikva Mikvar Misheshet Yimei Bereishis. You know what it says by Kriyas Yamsuf? Vayoshav ha'yom le'esono. What does Rashi say? L'tano harishon. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, he embedded in the Bria, he programmed it that what? That the Yam should split. Right? And that's how some explain. That's Pshat Yikobu Hamayim. Is not only referring to the Pshat Maisa Bracious, but referring to what? The future also. So it was. So what it means also, Haman Minator Minayin, Mordechai Minator Minayin, means that the Nes of Purim, at the time of creation, because when the Torah was written, that was time of creation. It's Takal Baraisa Ubara Alma. So Mimela, it means in the time of creation of the world, the Nes of Purim was already programmed in the Bria. But Masha Ein came by Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the Nes happened later. In other words, it wasn't something God put in the Bria from before. He made it on the spot. So it was Purim was planned from Maisa Bereishis. Hanukkah was what? Improvised on the spot. Why? What's the chiluk? And that's pshat. Beautiful. That's pshat that you don't have Hanukkah Minatora Minayin. Because it's not Minatora. It wasn't made in the initial. Why is that? Oh, now he's going to say beautiful. Look inside, page 10. Kevin Shisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first one was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taizah Mitchila. One of those rules is Kvar B'Torah. Shreya B'Torah, Bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, Kedua. And Kein Kol HaTanoim Shehusnuim HaOlam Merumas B'Torah. Aval Chanukah Havei Inyan Neis Chadosh Mamish Shel Husna Olam Mitchila B'Tnai Klal. So Havei Neis Chadosh Gam L'Mala. The whole idea of the Mosim B'Torah means that it was lifting the Bria from the off. So now he's going to say a beautiful pshat. So why is it Taka different? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Nes and Hanukkah in the Bria? Right? So this is a beautiful. Beautiful! Tam HaDover. Right? There was Purim and all the other Gzeiros were what? Physical annihilation. In other words, right? Chanukah was a spiritual thing. Right? That's why we don't have Suda on Chanukah, right? And came to Zechavan the Bechira Chok Shiyus. Why are you so Yisraelim so Nafsha Lokah? Well, you're ruined with this. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael physically anyway. Because that was in the Bria. But the spiritual being of Klal Yisrael is totally whether they want to be Moshe Nefesh for it or not. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to make an Eis Chanukah if we Moshe Nefesh. So he couldn't put that in the Bria. He has to see how we're going to act. And then he'll improvise on the spot and make a miracle if we behave. So that's why Hanukkah is not Minat Torah, but poor Minat. In came the Zekhev that Bechira Chavshis Lai Lo Yitzi Yisrael Himso Nafshar Lokach Hayurim Lanes. Haya Kovei Bechira Zman Lokach Hayu Kimachrochav Lo Hayu Bali Bechira Bezet. Fact that they say you Bali Bechira because Bemele if it'll Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have put the Nes of Hanukkah in the Bria. Then we wouldn't be Bali Bechira, because then the Nes is going to happen even if we don't roll. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with spirituality, we're Bali Bechira, if we want to keep it on earth. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't put that in the Teva, because if he puts it in the Teva, then we lost our Bechira, because that means that we're going to get rewarded for spirituality even if we don't deserve it. Hanukkah is because you're Moshe Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. I think this is one of those beautiful things. No? Beautiful. Huh? It gives you a whole perspective of what's the whole point of poor Minotaur, Mihaman Minotaur. What's the point? What's a stamma, a little pshetel? You know, Haman, Hamin. Okay, they give different pshetel, but this gives a whole. Years ago, believe me, I saw from Rav Yaakov Emden. I don't know if I ever saw it inside, but they say from Rav Yaakov Emden that most Nisim were created from Mitzvah Brachos, but Chanukah was on the spot. And I don't know, I tried looking at it for many times. I don't know if I ever found it in Rav Yaakov Emden's Siddur. But they say from Rav Yaakov Emden, now I saw it here, and with a Hezbah. It's beautiful, huh? So, Mamela, let's just review what we saw here today. We had the Ramah, the famous Ramah, that if you forget Al Anisim, eventually you say Harachim Yasal Anisim. We're not Mispal for Nisim, right? That's why it's Tfilah Shav, you're not supposed to daven the Nisim. Only Leah was allowed to for that reason. So we have four Terutzim we saw. We saw that Bukhar Shor gives a chilah between a Yochid can't Mispal, but a Tzibur can, for the Tzibur you can. Or a chilah between Teva, you can daven, and Chusla Teva, you can't daven. That's number two. Then we saw the Yeshua Yaakov says a chilah between Nigla and Nistar. Nigla is going to be a Kiddush Hashem, so it's not going to be Menachem Mishkli Yosef, so then you can't daven. Nistar you can't, because it's Menachem Mishkli Yosef. Right? And that's shot by Avraham Avinu and Nochi Magin Loch Schar Chabeva Od. You're not going to lose out because it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem and that's going to be the payment. And then we saw the Brigas Rafal says a chiluk between whether there's a tzorach, whether there's not a tzorach. And then we saw the beautiful, the first Shlomo Kluger, that what? That fame for the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why 8 days? Because to show that there was no Nikoi Sukhiyosa by Hanukkah, because it was Tzorach Mitzvah, and to Mashra day one to the 7 days, that's how you do that. And then this idea of
the chiluk between Chanukah and Purim. We know the famous Lavush. Lavush is the one who says that Chanukah is no Suda because of spirituality and Purim that it is. But this takes it a step further. That the chiluk between Chanukah and Purim, that Purim, Haman Menator, Esther Menator, all these things Menator Minayim. But it never says what? Chanukah Menator. What's the chiluk? Because Purim was programmed already, like Kriyas Yamsuf. Yoshon Yom Lein Sonal, to know Harishon. But this wasn't programmed. No, you didn't. I'm telling you, this sefer is unbelievable. And now the library just got in another sefer for Shlomo Kluger and Shmini Atzeres and Sukkah. I mean, they're just coming out. You sneeze, another sefer from Shlomo Kluger, like, comes out. But, and I'm putting in I put in this week's parchas here, Imre Shefer. Imre Shefer was the original two-volume set of Shlomo Kluger al Torah, all Torah, you know, Brachos through Dvarim, two volumes. Now they come out with the Chochmas HaTorah on every parsha. So, but in Hashem, this week's Chumash here, we're going to have from Rav Shlomo Kluger and Imre Shefer. And then also, for the first time in a Chumash packet, I have a vort from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. A new pshat in the meaning of Asar B'Tavis that I never saw before. So I was excited about it. So, it's so funny because I was, you know, Rabbi Alter Metzger from Stern. I was at a wedding on Sunday. I saw him at a wedding. He's a big Lubavitcher. So I asked him, you know, tell me something I can put from the Rebbe. So whatever he was, but so Hashem saw that I wanted to put something from the Rebbe. So he was mazming me to find this other thing from the Rebbe. Now what he whatever. But so because I don't think we ever had a Chumash packet from the Rebbe, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So we have to have.
All
right. But this is Moridik, though. I think it's a big yisod. And I think this has a lot of hashkachtuk ramifications of davening and davening finisim. And, you know, it has a lot of, and it gives you a new perspective of Chanukah and a new teretz to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, no? Another teretz. There's a mitzvah to have teretzim to the Beis Yosef Kasha. You know, the Satmar Rebbe every year would give more teretzim to the Beis Yosef Kasha. So you have to have teretzim. Keep giving teretzim to the Beis Yosef Kasha. It's part of the. So, Sarosh Kasha, Rabbi Sarosh Kasha. Okay, Rabbi, we're not going to officially daven mincha now. You can daven mincha, you know.
Don't forget
to daven mincha. You have a word.